some girls do.
Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in the UK say one of the two people killed in the Manchester synagogue attack may have been killed by a bullet fired by police. The attacker did not have a gun. The only shots were fired by police. The gunman also killed that way. Another victim of the attack was stabbed to death. Also from Britain, the Bishop of London, Sarah Mullally, has been named as the new Archbishop of Canterbury, the first time a woman has been selected as a spiritual leader of the Church of England. The Senate returns to session today, and a vote is expected on the budget. However, it's not expected to pass, meaning the government shutdown will likely continue.
The Senate returns to session later today, but Majority Leader John Thune says if Democrats don't fund the government by tonight, lawmakers will be sent home for the weekend, stretching the shutdown longer.
That's ABC's Johnny Fernandez in Washington. Sean Diddy Combs will be sentenced today. Prosecutors want 11 years behind bars. This is ABC News. President Trump has declared drug cartels to be unlawful combatants and says the U.S. is in armed combat with them following recent strikes on boats in the Caribbean. The FDA has approved another generic version of the abortion pill Mifepristone. Drug maker Avita Solutions says its low-cost pill is approved to end pregnancies through 10 weeks. Well, it dropped at midnight.
Her name was Kitty. Made her money being pretty and witty.
The most anticipated album of, like, ever, Taylor Swift's Life of a Showgirl, now out. These fans gathering in Kansas City to celebrate it.
I'm excited that it's more pop. I do like her slower songs. She says it's, like, very different from her other stuff, so I'm just curious what else she can come up with.
It's exciting. I think her whole life she's wrote songs about finding that kind of love.
That kind of love, of course, with fiancé Travis Kelce. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
With Progressive, it's easy to reach customer service with our app, website, chat, or by phone. Because when getting help is hard, it's not help at all.
A little help. A little help over here.
Thank you for calling Bench Press Assistance.
What?
Due to excessive gym volume, all available spotters are currently lifting heavy weights off the chests of other bench pressers.
Seriously?
Please continue to hold, and we will remove the barbell from your chest in the order in which your cry for help was received.
Getting assistance should be easy. With Progressive, it is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
Now
this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. Governor Tony Evers defends congressional Democrats who demand enhanced Obamacare tax credits set to expire in December be included in any bill to keep the federal government running. Speaking with reporters Thursday, Evers says he thinks what the Democrats are asking for is not extraordinarily difficult. A shooting Wednesday in the city of Barron leaves one person dead and two others injured. Officers located a deceased male and wounded female and the suspect, who had what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Life-saving measures were attempted on all three. The woman and suspect are transported to hospitals. And one of Wisconsin's largest convenience store chains will no longer take or offer pennies. Quick Trip announced Thursday it'll follow guidelines from the U.S. Department of Treasury, which is phasing out production of 1-cent coins. Instead, Quick Trip will round prices down to the nearest 5 cents. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home from Compeer Home, discussing the ins and outs of rural property financing.
There is some optimism out there. Sometimes when you do have this uncertainty in the economy, things happen like rate cuts. And we just had a federal funds target rate cut, one of the major monetary policy items that helps to influence interest rates. Some of this uncertainty is creating a situation where we have an outlook of lower interest rates heading into 2026. We've got this expertise in rural living and rural lending. This is a team that lives and works in the same communities that clients might be looking to buy in. So I think that's a really important expertise that we bring to the market.
Listen to the full podcast at compeerhome.com/homesweethome.
It's the final year of the John Harmon Chicken Dinners with the Durand Rod and Gun Club. The next dinner is Thursday, October 9th, starting at 5:30. Advance reservations are required. Call Greater Insurance Services of Durand, 672-5921.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
Hey, I am Brant, and her name is Sherry, and she's a friend and a colleague of mine, and we were just praying for her, actually, because she had a major surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is MediShare. That's
right, of course. Yeah. So what was your experience like with MediShare and your healthcare bills?
You know what? It was seamless, and that's such a blessing when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems, and let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in and it's just what you need, it's so refreshing.
Yeah, that's what I keep telling people. People love MediShare and saving tons of money. The typical family, I'm fond of saying, could save $500 a month.
I am so thankful for MediShare. It's so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way, Brant.
It is a good different. Call right now. They're so easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 888-SHARE-19. That's 888-SHARE-19. 888-SHARE-19.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Fall-like temperatures will be back next week. We're going to be dealing with this sunny summer-like weather for a few more days. Today, sunshine, mid to upper 80s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, back into the 60s. Tomorrow, sunny and windy with a high again in the mid to upper 80s. If your bathroom needs a remodel, do it upright, interest and payment-free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Maybe it was Memphis. Maybe it was us. teacher, a hooker and a preacher, riding on a midnight bus bound for Mexico. One was headed for vacation, one for higher education, and two of them were searching for lost souls. That driver never ever saw the stop sign, and 18-wheelers can't stop on a dime. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That farmer left to harvest a home and 80 acres. The faith and love for growing things in his young son's heart. And that teacher left her wisdom in the minds of lots of children, and did her best to give them all a better start. And that preacher whispered, can't you see the promised land? As he lay his blood-stained Bible in that hooker's hand. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That's the story that our preacher told last Sunday, as he held that blood-stained Bible up for all of us to see. He said, bless the farmer and the teacher and the preacher who gave this Bible to my mama, who read it to me. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, now I guess we know. It's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway.
Tell someone you know about us. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Bye.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins from World Dairy Expo in Madison. As Expo is continuing and some beautiful weather so far for Expo. And we'll have more with our Ag Weather forecast this hour. Our newsmaker segment also coming up this hour as well. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services. Farmers, it's harvest time, and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa also has filters with low prices throughout the entire year and has specialty tools for your equipment. Keep your equipment working throughout the harvest with Napa Know-How from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum. And our topic is going to be looking at an update on calf feeding. And this is based on a presentation by our PhD grad student here at the University of Illinois. And she did a series of calf studies here. And one of her areas was calf scours. And we know death loss can be quite high related to losses. Calf scours can be caused by disease, of course, but also on farm, such as the vaccination of the cow, colostrum levels in the young calf, cleanliness of the calving area and the feeding of the calf, use of electrolytes, antibiotics get to be a factor, and also the amount of dry matter in the milk replacer if we're feeding milk replacer. We do know that if we don't get the right levels of milk replacer, then we don't have the right osmolality in the digestive tract. And we do know that nutrients such as casein and psyllium, which is basically, some of us take that as fiber sources, are important aspects in terms of the diet as well. Another aspect she looked at were B vitamins. And we know that B1 vitamin is thiamine, important for nerve function, B3, niacin, B6, peroxidine, which is used for immunity, and B12, which is basically a cobalamin, which is important for glucose utilization as well. So what she did, Bill, is she conducted four different studies here and looked at different levels of dry matter in milk replacer, the role of casein and psyllium in the feeding program, which were pluses at this point, and also looked at evaluating the dry matter content of feces to evaluate manure scouring scores. And they found that once we got milk replacers that were up at 18% or higher in dry matter content in the liquid diet, that was a problem for scouring as well. And the casein and psyllium were pluses, and manure scores were correlated very nicely to dry matter content. They did the B vitamin study as well and had no response in health. And I guess, Bill, that was surprised a little bit. However, they also did some gene measurement here, and they found that we were turning certain genes on that could be important in terms of immunity long-term at this point, leading to improvement in health in these calves. And finally, she did another study. She did it with bovine plasma protein sources, basically extracting the protein from blood from slaughtered animals here. And some farmers would call that chocolate milk because some of these products would have kind of a brown hue to the milk replacer. And there was no difference in health response in her studies here with bovine plasma protein, no difference in average daily gain or intake or metabolizable energy, and there's no effect on cortisol. Cortisol ends up being an indication of animal health and immunity as well. And then a little slide pop project, she also looked at measuring using an infrared thermometer to measure temperature of animals without having to use a thermometer, so kind of a hands-off situation. And the good news is that they could measure heat stress on these animals, but not disease. They discovered that using a rectal thermometer would be much more diagnostic to be using on these animals. So take-home messages are, one, Dry matter levels in milk replacers are important, should be somewhere around 13 to 15%. Feeding of B vitamins can be beneficial in some cases, and bovine plasma proteins show no response in our study. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now. The public is receiving increased education on what to watch out for regarding New World screwworm and how it affects livestock.
This one's particularly problematic because the maggot will infest living tissues and consumes those on a living animal. It'll get into, say, the umbilicus of a newborn calf, onto a cut, onto, say, a dehorning wound. Those types of things are some of the primary places that we might see this, and it will kind of continue to make those wounds worse and continue to eat tissue if it's left untreated.
Agriculture Deputy Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs Lauren Stubb says only those who dealt with NWS at the height of our country several decades ago might know what to look out for or understand the potential impacts. Hence the importance of education and vigilance of what to watch regarding a possible New World screwworm case.
That's USDA Radio's Rod Bain reporting, and I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MAP to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MAP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MAP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Don't you dare go running down my little town where I grew up, and I won't cuss your city lights. If you ain't ever took a ride around and cruise right through the heart of my town, anything you say would be a lie. We may live our lives a little slower, but that don't mean I wouldn't be proud to show you. $100 bills. Don't let those faded overalls fool ya. He made his bills without one day of schooling. Where I come from, there's a pickup truck with a tailgate down. Where I come from, the pine trees are singing a song of the South. Where I come from, that little white church is gonna have a crowd, yeah. Damn proud. Where I come
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. A good Friday morning. I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from World Dairy Expo. Let's review markets from overnight to and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, November milk up 7 to 1737, December steady at 1749, January up 7 to 1729, February steady at 1717. Cheese markets yesterday were mixed. Barrels down a half to 172. 40-pound blocks up 2 to 177 and a half. One trade a barrel, 9 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 2.5 to 175. 8 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 1.25 to 115. 12 trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 64 and no trades on the day. Cattle markets and hog markets will be expected to be lower today as the cash markets didn't show any business on Thursday. Packers and feedlots are holding out in hopes that their bids or offers would be met. The continued weakness of boxed beef, lower futures, and the earlier lower cash trade is tipping the scales towards the packers as the markets did go through support yesterday. Now, the hog markets also were mostly lower as well as hog futures fell further and due to continued weakness in cash and in pork cutout values. October live cattle opens the day at 230.52, December 233.47, February 235.95. October feeder cattle open at 354.30, November 352.40, January 347.17. October hogs open at 98.67, December 86.67, February 88.45. Chicago Board of Trade, soybeans are mostly lower as the market continues to have some harvest pressure. Corn markets are slightly higher this morning, while wheat markets are moving mostly mixed this morning. December corn now up a quarter to 422. March also up a quarter to 438 and a quarter. May steady at 447 and three quarters. New crop 26 also steady at 464 and a half. November beans down a half to 1023 and a quarter. January down three quarters to 1041. March down 1.25 to 1055. New crop 26 down 1 to 1069 and a half. December soybean meal up $1.20 to 280.50. Well, October soybean oil steady at 49.82. Chicago wheat, December up a half to 5.15 and a quarter. March up a quarter to 5.32 and three quarters. Minneapolis wheat steady. December and March both steady. December at 5.60 and a half. March at 5.80 and a quarter. Energy markets this morning are higher. November crude oil up 31 cents to 60.79. December up 29 cents to 60.45. Meanwhile, November gas up 2 cents to 186, December up a cent to 181. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Farmers, thinking about doing cover crops? Christina Olson is pleased to announce cover crop and forage planting services this fall. Adding a living root onto your valued land can improve soil health, build organic matter, residue management, control soil erosion, boost crop yields, as well as increase residue to help combat white mold in soybeans. Call Christina Olson at 715-495-6104 for your cover crop needs while improving your farm's bottom line. Find her on Facebook at Christina's Cover Crops, offering winter wheat, rye, and Triticale.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Local markets from Thursday at Elsevia Durand, cash corn 362, December 367, January 368, new crop 26 at 405. Cash beans 919, December 922, January 927, new crop 26, 961. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 371 and three quarters, November 371 and three quarters, December 376 and three quarters, January 394. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn at 387, December at $3.75, January $3.83. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn $3.66, cash beans at $9.38. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn $3.67, new crop $26, $4.14, cash beans $9.29, new crop $26, $9.80. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn at $3.76, November $3.76, April $4.17, and new crop $26, $4.19. Cash and November beans at $9.36, April at $10.22, and new crop $26 at $10.10. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $3.68, December at $3.72, cash beans $9.41, and December at $9.51. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle $2.19 to $2.36, Holstein fed cattle $1.93 to $2.22, market cows $1.20 to $1.65, bulls $1.63 to $2.10, calves at $4.50 to $1,700, beef steers $2.75 to $6.45, and Holstein steers $2.10 to $600. Sheep markets, light lambs $2.35 and down, market lambs $2.37 and down, ewes $90 and down, goat markets does $1.40 and down, bucks $1.75 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers $2.25 to $2.41, finished beef heifers $2.25 to $2.44, finished dairy steers $2.20 to $2.39, market cows at $1.20 to $1.49, market bulls $1.57 to $1.99. Hog markets at Zumbrota, market hogs at $72.91, light sows $65 to $74, heavy sows from $70 to $76, boars from $30 to $45.50. That is a check of markets from World Dairy Expo. I'm Brian Winnikins. You're listening to WRDN.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Every time I see a woman on a billboard sign, I think about you. And drink this beer, and you'll be mine. I think about you when an actress on the movie screen plays Lolita in some old man's dream. It doesn't matter who she is, I think about you. When I see a pretty woman walking down the street, I think about you. Men look
say it's never gonna change. I think about you like it's some kind of joke, some kind of game. Girl, I think about you when I see a woman on the news who didn't ask to be abandoned or abused. It doesn't matter who she is. I think about you. 8 years old, big blue eyes and a heart of gold. When I look at this world, I think about you. And I can't help but see that every woman used to be somebody's little girl. I think about you. 8 years old, big blue eyes and a heart of gold. When I look at this world, I think about you. I think about you.
Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. She's an American girl. An American girl. Slow dance, second chance, mama needs romance and a living maid. Fix the sink, mow the yard, really isn't all that hard if you get paid. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. An American girl. An American girl. Well, she's got
station so good, you'll want to set two presets.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Suntan toes, tickling the sand. Watching you sleep in the evening light, resting up for a long, long night. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling all right. When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter. When the sun goes down, yeah.
hammock where it's nice and breezy. Been sleeping off the night before, 'cause when the sun goes down, we'll be back for more.
When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling all right.
When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down.
Guitar and my dark sunglasses.
This sweet concoction is smooth as molasses.
Nothing to do but breathe all day until the big moon rises and it's time to play. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling all right.
When the sun sinks down,
everything gets hotter when the sun goes
when
down.
The sun goes
when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling all right.
When the sun sinks down over the water,
everything gets hotter when the sun goes down. Yeah.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins from World Dairy Expo. Thank you to our expo sponsors, including AMPI, Elsevia Co-op, also Christina's Cover Crops, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, Compeer Financial Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, and BioVet. We're in the BioVet booth, as you can tell. Those of you watching on our YouTube channel, I'm with Nate Haas. He is president of BioVet. He's also a veterinarian, and we're going to talk about some things going on with BioVet. And Nate, thanks for joining us. So one of the big things is this collaboration with Amperio. Tell us about that.
Yeah, thank you, Brian. Nice to see you again, too. Man, it's fast how a year goes by, right? So last year at this time when we were visiting, we had just gone through a transaction with a merger with a company called Amperio. They're a UK-based company. They focus on a lot of animal production, animal products. In the United States, they kind of are leading the way on the oregano essential oils. So it's a topic people have been talking about over the last couple of years. But they bring us a couple other products into our portfolio. But really, what we're gaining from them is just a huge opportunity to collaborate and work with their sales force and their team. They're represented in over 80 countries throughout the world. And so this combination between us, it's been going on. We've been talking about this since 2017. And now we finally have gotten to that point. Last year, again, we're at our one-year anniversary. We signed the papers. We've had a year to kind of work through some integration topics, and now we're really ready to kind of move as one company forward throughout the United States and outside of the United States.
So for farmers here in western Wisconsin, what will this new merger mean?
So it's going to mean a lot of things. From us as a company from BioVet, you know, we've been self-contained for the last 30 years as a privately owned company. And with that, we have a lot of power. We have a lot of flexibility. But we do get limited on the amount of reach that we can get, particularly in certain areas of the United States and outside. So what we're going to get from them is that ability to kind of use their expertise in regulatory matters and getting products out into agricultural fields throughout South America, Central America is going to be our primary focus as BioVet. But again, talking about Asia, Australia, Africa, the Middle East, kind of the sky's the limit for us to be able to present our products and to sell those to those farms there. What this can also do is allow us to increase our efficiencies at our own plants. So as we grow, we're going to have to become more efficient. We're going to do things better, and that's going to benefit us as a company overall.
Talking with Nate Haas, president of BioVet, here from World Dairy Expo, as they're one of our sponsors of our broadcast. Okay, we're going to take the president's hat off, and we're going to put the veterinarian's hat on. Yes. It's time for winter, even though when we recorded this, it was sunshine and 85. Does this late weather, I guess first, does this late big warm spell give you some pause for going, hey, we got to be on the lookout for stuff coming up when it does get cold?
It certainly does. I mean, we have a couple of things that we run into when we get these warm late summer, early fall weathers. One has to do with parasites. So we do deal with flies and ectoparasites, ticks, lice, things like that. Farmers at this time of year are really waiting for that hard frost so they can start to clear their pastures of some of those nasty things. And that's always a problem. My bigger concern that I run into, and I see this in some of our areas of our territories out in the west, is the heat stress and the long-term heat stress. Right now, like you said, as we're recording this, we're in the 80s right now, at the end of September, early October. Anything over mid-70s is constituting heat stress in these dairy cows. So while we see acute heat problems, when it drags on like this is where you see these long-term repercussions. So you think about in Wisconsin, we've had heat since, you know, July. It really started getting hot. Didn't get too bad, but we had a couple ups and downs. Now we've got the hottest weather of the year, and we're now going into the fourth month of this. So what we end up seeing is production losses, possibility of issues with gestation and breeding. So we're always on the lookout for that. And it's kind of it's a trailing indicator, right? We don't always see those acute cases, but what we will see is kind of a slump going on and on over weeks. And so what we try to do is maintain hydration, keep those animals eating, part and parcel for what BioVet does with our direct fed microbials and our nutritional supplements. And so that's one of the biggest things that I'm going to be looking for here now too.
Is there a concern for not only the lower production, the parasites, but is there a concern we get these wild swings that it could cause respiratory issues in cattle?
They can. And actually, we'll see respiratory issues more in the summer than we see in the wintertime in the veterinary world, and that's kind of counterintuitive, right? But the reason for that is cows have a horrible time blowing off heat. They only have so much surface area for these huge masses that they have. So one way they get rid of heat is they increase respiration. And so sometimes you have an animal with a low-level pneumonia or low-level respiratory issue. You won't even see it until they start really exerting that breath, and that oftentimes happens just trying to blow off that heat. So that's always a problem that we see with cattle. It's a little bit different than what we think of in the wintertime. Wintertime, we think of colds from the human standpoint. Their respiratory issues oftentimes manifest themselves with the stress of the heat and over the months of that hot period of time during the summer.
You mentioned the cold. Eventually, we will have it. I mean, we are going to have, unfortunately for me, I'm not looking forward to it. I'd like to take this through, you know, throughout the whole year. What do farmers need to do to get the herd ready now, even though it's sunny and 85, for sunny and 30 below?
Well, we're at right now, we're in harvest season, right? And on the good side of things, on the positive side of things, the harvest has shown that, like, mycotoxins, which typically are an issue when you get these moist fall harvest periods, that have not been an issue thus far. That doesn't mean they still can't pop up. But mycotoxin mitigation and feed, ensiling and quality feed is going to be a big-time concern for these farmers. Anything that we can get them into that cold period of time, I mean, they're waiting for it physiologically. They want those cold weather temperatures because animals love that, you know, cold temperature as long as it's dry. But if we can smooth out their gastrointestinal tract, and that's, again, what we do, is trying to keep them consistent. You mentioned earlier the ups and downs. You know, we may have 50 degrees tonight and 80 degrees tomorrow. That's really hard on an animal. Well, the same thing happens physiologically inside the animal. So anything we can keep those animals on a proper plane of nutrition so they can enter that winter period of time where, honestly, they get a little chance of rest from the heat stress, that's going to benefit those cows in the long run.
And I guess, finally, how can BioVet help farmers out?
So BioVet, we've been a leader for over 30 years in producing supplements and nutritional sources, direct-fed microbials, calcium supplementation, electrolytes. All of those are still in our portfolio. What we now have with Amperio's partnership is another tool that we can put into that farmer's toolbox with oregano essential oils, with some of the other feed mitigants that we can put in place. We're not limited to just cattle now. We are at World Dairy Expo, and that is our focus. But Amperio brings us a lot of the monogastric, the poultry, and the swine side of things. So we really complement each other. I would say BioVet now is just moving into the next generation with new technology and a new partner to help us move into the future.
And so if folks want more information, how can they find out?
So the easiest thing to do is go to our website. It's simple, www.bio-vet.com. All of our information is there. We have podcasts. We have other training exercises that are there as well. But you can see our full complement of our products, our full catalog. You can shop off that site, but you also get connected with one of our sales reps through that website.
You can also visit them here at World Dairy Expo as well through Friday. I'm Brian Winnikins from World Dairy Expo. You're listening to WRDN.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
The summer-like weather will continue in our ag weather forecast through Sunday with temperatures in the 80s, and we could even see some 90s as well. We'll have strong south winds at times. But then cold air arrives next week with temperatures back to near normal. Partly sunny throughout the day today, highs 83 to 88, relative humidities at 44 to 49%. Southwest winds at 5 to 7. We'll see 9 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear lows 63 to 68, relative humidities at 83 to 88%. South winds at 6 to 11, gusting to 25. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, highs 83 to 88, relative humidities at 44 to 49%. South winds at 15 to 20, gusting to 30 and 10 hours of sunshine. For Sunday, mostly sunny, highs 80 to 85, south winds at 19 to 24, gusting to 40. Monday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, highs 65 to 70. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs 60 to 65. Wednesday, sunshine, highs 60 to 65. And for Thursday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, highs 60 to 65.
Wisconsin weather can be a bit of a roller coaster. Are you ready for the ride? No matter how much snow comes our way, you can be prepared with a four-season solution from Tractor Central. John Deere lawn tractors, compact, and utility tractors are built for four-season versatility because you don't have an off-season, and neither do we. Four-season solutions start at just $64.99. Visit Tractor Central today to find out why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
After harvesting potatoes, it's tough to keep them from sprouting over the winter. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Nip potato sprouts in the bud with essential oils as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
With Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Are hormonal. Hormones keep them in dormancy and also tell them when to sprout, despite your best efforts to properly store them in a cool, dark place. Nora Olson is an extension potato specialist at the University of Idaho. She was part of a research team looking for an organic method to stop the sprouting without affecting the rest of the potato tissue. They found several essential oils that seem to do the trick.
We have done almost every essential oil you can think of. Some of the oils that are very easy to have access to, mint oil, clove oil, things like that, they can actually then be volatilized and have high enough concentrations that it would impact the sprout of the potato.
Specifically, they found that spearmint oil, peppermint oil, and clove oil suppressed sprouting by physically damaging rapidly dividing cells in the sprout. It's best to apply the oil just as the bud is developing, because the longer the sprout becomes, the more difficult it is to control. Olson says the application method depends on what kind of essential oil you're using.
Some we can actually heat up and it makes a true fog or a vapor, and then it will actually come in contact with that very sensitive tissue and it will kill the tissue in that area. Some products you can put in water or you can spray on the potatoes, or you can wick it on. Like mint oils are great ones to put on some sort of cotton swab or blotter paper.
Some potato varieties are more aggressive sprouters than others, so you'll have to apply the oil every 2 to 3 weeks. Olson says potatoes might smell like your toothpaste, but they won't taste like it. Learn more about controlling potato sprouts with essential oils at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The federal government is still shut down and could stay that way for a while. There is no movement on compromise, but there is a budget vote.